Well, to matters of real concern now, let's focus our attention on the cholera crisis, the situation in Hammanskraal, water and sewage systems buckling under problems that have been around for years and years and years. But today, Health Minister Joe Patla, Tshwane's Executive Mayor Celia Brink, and the Water and Sanitation Minister Senzo Mqunu were all gathered together for a joint media briefing that some might say is a step in the right direction, given that squabbling between different layers of government and, you know, unavoidably you have to say this, different political parties in our country has not helped deal with the situation. Our EWN reporter Tabiso Gorbo was there and has the latest. Tabiso, very much front and centre, the Rooival treatment plant. Any indication as to whether there's a plan in place and money coming down the pipeline to actually pay for that?
Good afternoon, John. Well, you know, we do. This was a very vague media briefing. We do know that obviously around almost about 3 billion rand is required to fix, refurbish and upgrade the Rooival wastewater treatment plant, which is really at the heart of the water crisis here in Hammanskraal. So we do know that there is a proposal in place that the mayor of Tshwane, Celia Brink, did present to the Minister of Water and Sanitation. So what this proposal is a funding plan of
yes.
how various departments, specifically you know, National Treasury and the Development Bank of South Africa, how they can assist the municipality in raising this almost 3 billion rand that is required for the Rooival wastewater treatment plant. But as you said, John, you know, this was more of a showing of public support and partnerships between two different government spheres.
In terms of structures that may take this forward, did they say anything about who's going to be managing the response? Is it still very much National doing what National does? Health obviously focusing on the calamitous loss of life and illness, and the city still being primarily responsible? Any clues as to whether the architecture of the response is going to be changed in any way?
Well, you remember, John, that earlier this week that there was an announcement of a command center.
Yes.
So this command center obviously has representatives from all those entities that you mentioned. So this obviously, that way everything will be handled. Just obviously there is a clear and a coherent you know, response to this crisis. So you imagine that that's where everything is going to be happening.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Tabiso Gorba. So difficult to know what to make of that. I mean, I think the fact that they're all appearing together does count for something. But Tabiso making plain that beyond that, not a great deal was said. And while, yes, there is a command center, we have command centers, we have war rooms, we have task teams and so on. But in the end, what you really need to know is who's in charge. Does everyone agree on who's in charge? Does everyone agree on the division of responsibilities? And does everyone take shared responsibility for either the slow pace of work, if that becomes a problem, or the poor quality of work, if that becomes the issue? Anyway, good sign, I suppose. We'll take what we can get on this issue. But cold comfort for family and others who have lost loved ones, and the death toll up now to 22. And once again, our condolences to everybody who's been affected by that. 27 past 3.